Some Christmas Eve fucking. I watch as you are once again tweaking with the Christmas tree. I talked you into one of those aluminum jobbers we had in the 1970s. You know, the ones with the color wheel. You rolled your eyes and said it reminded you of elementary school, and I said, exactly. The branches always seem to need rebending, and you're right there each morning, twisting and bowing the branches until you see that it looks just right again. I swear I think you love that metal tree more than I do. I have you in one of my thongs right now. I watch from the couch, sipping coffee from my huge mug, seeing the muscles in your ass tense and release as you shift your weight, leaning in and out of the tree. You're careful not to step on the presents underneath, but I think I'd better warn you again anyway. You touch one of those gifts under there, and I will slap your face. You turn around to look at me and have a semi-exasperated smirk on your face, surely because I have warned you 100-plus times. You sigh and say, I know, mistress, I know. I squint my eyes at you, and you straighten up fast. Yes, mistress. Much better, you filthy slut of mine. You laugh and toss over your shoulder. Hard to know who's the sluttier now, isn't it? I laugh and nod. I want my cock hard. I set down my coffee on the lovely woodside table you made for me a few years ago and step softly onto the carpet. You're not paying attention to me at all, and that offends me. Smack! I slap the shit out of your right ass cheek, and you're stunned into immobility. I reach around you and grab my cock out of those panties. It's flaccid. What's the matter? Don't I turn you on anymore? There was a day when you were always hard in my presence. Your cock starts to grow to attention, as if on command, just like it should. You stutter your shame at not being prepared to please me at the exact moment I ask for it, and I laugh because you're so embarrassed that I'm having to touch you to make you hard. You are disobeying a cardinal rule of our relationship. Always have that cock hard for me to sit on. I stand back, and you take over, stroking your cock into hardness for me. I watch your cock, but also look up into your shame-filled eyes. I want you to feel like shit that you're having to stroke for me. I laugh and tell you what a lame sub you are. That you have to make your, or is that my, cock stand up for its mistress. I press into you and grab your balls and twist them. Hard! You squeal, groan, and I hiss, don't you fucking stop getting my cock hard for me. And you keep stroking. Good boy, I whisper into your ear, and I twist harder. I poke at my cock, and it's deliciously hard. I step back and shove you down onto the floor. You stumble, and your hand slips onto a couple of the presents under the tree. My eyes widen, and I see how horrified you are that you have touched the forbidden gifts. You don't move, and I straddle your waist, your hard cock behind my ass. You don't move a muscle. And without hesitation, I slap the holy shit out of your face twice in quick succession. I see tears in your eyes, tears of humiliation and shame. And I fucking love it. I don't often have to punish you, but rules are rules, and you know the boundaries, and you know the consequences for stepping out of those boundaries. You earn those slaps. Suck it up. Some Christmas Eve fucking. I lift up, slide back a little bit, take my hard cock, and put the head right at the soft parts of my cunt's flesh, wiggling a little bit, before slowly, slowly lowering myself onto my toy. I lean over and kiss the red cheeks I just slapped. I whisper, I love you, my pet. And you move gently, taking my hips in your hands, and we start our rocking back and forth. You know not to dare come before I'm finished. I tell you when that is. You're sweating, and I'm moaning happily, my hair hanging over my shoulder and onto your chest. You reach up and tweak one of my nipples. I come and feel the contractions grab your cock, my cock. And I come again and again over the next few minutes. I can tell how you're struggling not to orgasm, and I prolong your misery as long as I can. I climb off your cock and roll onto the floor, pulling you onto me. Come on my tits, I command. You stroke like my good boy. I reach behind you and shove two fingers into your ass. You explode onto my breasts. I am beyond delighted. As you drain my cock, I pull my fingers out of your ass and hiss, eat that cum, my slave. You lean over obediently, and you lap it up. No, you slurp it up. And I laugh at how delightful you sound. Kiss me. And you do, our tongues swirling together, your cum pushed into my mouth. Sweating, we roll onto our sides and spoon, you behind me. The color wheel makes your skin turn red, green, yellow, and then orange. It's getting dark, I notice. Almost time for our party. But there's always time for a nap. Happy Christmas Eve, my dear one.